In this video, I would like to explain the relationship between darkness and light. Because I'm a trauma therapist and I also work as a healer, I have to deal with so-called darkness on a daily basis. And I'm also confronted with attacks on all kinds of layers. So I would like to share some of my insights, of my experiences. And to begin with that, first, I can demonstrate the power of darkness with a simple image. Let's say we have two rooms which are absolutely separated, and one room is dark, absolutely dark, there's no light. And the other room, there's a lamp inside glowing, so it is light. Now the question is, how can the first room keep its darkness? There's only one possibility. It must be separated from the other room. This is the only chance. So darkness has no power about light, over light. The only possibility is to stay away, to keep separated. And you can see it very easily. Now, if we open the door between these two rooms, you know exactly what happens. Who wins? So the light flows into the dark room and the darkness is gone immediately. So there's even no fight or struggle. It just is gone within a second. So you know, you see that actually it has no power at all. So with this image, we can easily look at things at other layers. And it is the same on all levels. Whether we deal with unseen aspects of personality, whether we deal with dark structures in society, with authorities, with subtle energies, it is always the same on all levels. The only power it has is to stay separated. And to avoid contact. When I work with people, I deal with, let's say, we call that dark aspects of persons. And these dark aspects distort the life of the person. And this is only possible because the person is unconscious about it. It is not integrated. And what I see in my daily work is that as soon as these aspects are seen, they dissolve. They cannot stay. As soon as they are seen, they are gone. There's no possibility for them to exist further. So whenever you are confronted, or whenever we are confronted with dark energies, with darkness, the imprint or the imprint that comes is we want to hide from that, we want to stay away. We get fear, there's fear, whatever, feeling without power, and so on. And this is just the way to keep up the distance. So there is no real power. If we don't fall into that trap, the darkness has no power. As soon as we dare to look at it, the darkness disappears. On the inside, we could call it consciousness, awareness. On the outside, it is the public area, the public space. everything that is mentioned and shown in the public space has no power anymore. And also, this is the criteria if you want to identify darkness or dark structures. It is very easy to identify them. Darkness can only work and exist as long as it is hidden. So this is the main criteria. It is hidden. And it manipulates. So it is always a manipulation. It doesn't show as it is. And it wants only power. So these are the criteria. Everything that is light is always willing to go into detail, is always willing to be seen in public, is always true, is coherent, and can be lit as much as possible. So there will be no resistance. There will be no resistance of being seen in any way or by any people. And that's the way how to, let's say, overcome darkness in a interaction. If you meet a person and you are able to communicate to their core, to her or his core, then all manipulation and all hiding is being destroyed. And the only possibility for that person to keep that up is to create distance to you. And if you are able to avoid creating distance, if you are not falling into that trap, the defense structure dissolves. So actually, it has no power, absolutely no power. And the thing is, you are light, we are light, we are conscious, we are consciousness, and this is always bigger and vaster and is able to dissolve all darkness.